This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news headlines first. Health Ministry directs hospitals to make public treatment fees of COVID-19 patients. France extends COVID-19 medical support to Nepal and world's largest meat processing company hit by cyber attack. Now the news in detail. The Minister of Health and Population has directed all hospitals to make public the expenses required for the treatment of the COVID-19 infected patients. The ministry has instructed the hospitals to make public the medical treatment fees for the patient through websites and notice board within 7 days. Chief of the Quality Assessment and Monitoring Division at the ministry, Dr. Madan Kumar Upadhyay, directed the government, private, cooperative and community hospitals and health institutions to make this information public within a week to the decision of the respective board of directors, governing committees and authorized body. Likewise, the ministry has urged the hospitals and health institutions to make public the fees, specifying the type of service provided by them and its fees. In solidarity with Nepal in its fight against the COVID-19 pandemic, the French government has extended support of medical equipment and supplies to the government of Nepal. Ambassador of France to Nepal handed over the health supplies to Minister for Health and Population Hridays Tripathi at a brief ceremony held at the Tribhuvan International Airport this morning. On the occasion, the Minister for Health and Population thanked the government and people of France for their generous support of life-saving materials, which would be helpful in containing the surge of COVID-19 cases and treatment of the affected people. He stated that the timely support from France is reflective of the long-standing Nepal-France friendship. Three people died of coronavirus infection in Baki district. Baki's corona focal person, Tej Oli, said a 70-year-old man of Chakauni Rural Municipality, 67-year-old man of Kaptal Chana and 65-year-old man of Bajang died of coronavirus infection. Kidney survivors are facing trouble in dialysis in lack of blood at kidney treatment center in the Damoli hospital. Blood shortage has been surfaced since blood donation programs are not taking place in the district due to coronavirus pandemic and subsequent prohibitory orders. Kidney patients requiring dialysis have been hit hard in lack of blood. In charge of kidney treatment center, Sarinda Pandit said that blood shortage was surfaced at the center for no blood donation events due to enforcement of prohibitory orders. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. The world's largest meat processing company has been targeted by a sophisticated cyber attack. Computer network at JBS were hacked, causing some operation in Australia, Canada and the US to temporarily shut down, affecting thousands of workers. The White House said the company believes the ransomware attack originated from a criminal group likely based in Russia. The attack would lead to shortages of meat or raise prices for consumers. The White House says the FBI is investigating the attack. JBS is the world's largest meat supplier with more than 150 plants in 15 countries. A 41-year-old Chinese man has been confirmed as the first human case of infection with a rare bird flu strain. Officials did not give details on how the man got infected, but the H10N3 strain is thought not to be easily spread from humans to humans. The Jiangsu province resident, who was diagnosed last week, has now recovered and ready to be discharged. There are many bird flu strains, and it is not unheard of that people working with poultry occasionally get infected. Beijing's National Health Commission said on Tuesday the resident of city of Zhenjiang was hospitalized on 28th of April and diagnosed with H10N3 1 month later. A coronavirus lockdown in Melbourne, Australia's second biggest city, will be extended by another 7 days, authorities have announced as they attempt to stamp out a cluster of cases that emerged in Melbourne last month. The acting premier of the state of Victoria, James Morlino, said they have right now 60 cases and over 350 exposure sites and a variant of the virus that is quicker and more contagious than they have ever been seen before. With the extension of the lockdown, home gatherings will continue to be limited to 5 guests, while only 30 people will be allowed at public meetings and face masks will be compulsory in indoor settings. Residents will be allowed to leave home to shop for groceries, work and study, exercise, fulfill caring responsibility and get a COVID-19 vaccine. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but we're wrapping up the headlines once again. Health Ministry directs hospitals to make public treatment fees of COVID-19 patients. France extends COVID-19 medical support to Nepal and world's largest meat processing company hit by cyber attack. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.online.nepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.